Announcement, please do not keep the cushions and white tables of the class. If there's volunteers to help do the setup for Guru Puja, all the better. 有一项通告要告诉大家，今天的课上完之后呢，请不要收拾，就把这些东西全部留在这里。因为等一下呢，我们要有一个普佛，今天是我们的普佛日，4点，欢迎大家参加。Yeah, Puja is called 普佛。Yeah. Okay, you may find it interesting. Heart Sutra. You can chant it in English if you're more comfortable. However, we will do inChinese language. 现在我们先念诵《般若波罗蜜多心经》小本的法本第三面。般若波罗蜜多心经，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄，舍利子，色不异空，空不异色。色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减。是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明亦无无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得，以无所得故，菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚，故说般若波罗蜜多咒。即说咒曰：嘎帝嘎帝，帕拉嘎帝，帕拉桑嘎帝，波利梭哈。接下来我们要念的是功德本颂，就是我们现在听的这一堂课。大家有没有带来 Foundation of All Qualities, Good Qualities？那些要念英文的可以自己看哦，这个英文法本137面 Foundation of All Good Qualities、哦、念英文的就自己看英文的法本、哦、Cynthia 可能已经背好了。华文的就看我们上次印的。如果你要手机的版本放在 iBook， 把你的手机号码给我，我可以发给你。哦，我的 iBook 也有一份。功德本颂，唯愿加持令我先善见。于诸功德之本恩惠主，如理依止是乃道之根，然后精进恭敬成依止。唯愿加持令我先体悟，一次所得此善有暇深，难得有益，然后不间断，昼夜升起取其精华心。唯愿加持令我先念死，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧毁， 并且确知黑白叶诸果，事后跟从犹如影随行，然后令我时时不放逸，众恶中连小罪皆断除，并且成就一切善法具。唯愿加持令我先认清世间圆满诸过众苦门，不可依赖享受不厌足，然后勇猛追求解脱乐。唯愿加持令我善巧用由彼清净心令所引发正念正知极大不放逸，主修教法根本别解脱。唯愿加持令我先观察诸母有情同我落有海，然后按习熟胜菩提心，复合救度众生之重担。唯愿加持令我先善见，若仅发心却于三种界，不屈羞耻不能成菩提，然后精进勤学佛子律。唯愿加持令我心流中熄灭诸妄境之调举，并且如理四察真实意，迅速升起止光双运道。唯愿加持令我于共道修成法器，随令顺利入诸圣中最殊胜金刚圣，彼具善缘众生正精度。彼时加持令我真确知所谓清净誓言及律仪，乃是成就二系地之本，宁可不顾生命护守之。于是加持令我先通达续部精要及二次第心，然后遵照圣者之教诲坚定勤修四座瑜伽法。唯愿加持令我诸如是开示贤圣道之善知识，如理修习道侣皆长寿，并愿内外障碍尽平息。唯愿世事不离真上师，唯愿随时享有圣正法，并于地道功德圆满后迅速证得金刚持果位。
Let us go to short meditation for a few minutes.
我们先来共修这个简短的观想的修持。
So I mentioned before, so try to sit down in comfortable posture and try to put your back straight. We just do short meditation about 10 minutes.
就上次仁波切已经跟我们教过的，就是我们要坐得很舒服，觉得很舒服，是其实七支毗那遮勒佛的做法。然后我们的脊椎最 最重要的就是我们的脊椎骨要直，这样我们就叫做观修十分钟。
So just few seconds. So look through your seven posture. Whether you are sitting in seven, the Buddha Bearer Chana posture, not look through that for few seconds.
所以呢，你自己先检查一下自己的坐姿，是否是根据毗卢遮那佛的七支坐法。
So then, the next one, so focus your mind and the breath. So breathe in and out gently. So the idea is, you know, staying in that object at the present moment. So try to put your mind on the breath, you know, forgetting about past and future. So idea is that just look.Your mind at the breath, looking your mind at the breath. You know, maybe a few minutes, so try to do that.
现在呢，我们就把我们的心呢，用来观察我们的呼吸，和慢慢的呼吸，柔和调顺的呼吸，把我们的心呢，专注于当下这一刻，啊，不要再去想过去发生了什么事。也不要再去想未来会发生什么事，就花这几分钟呢，把你的心念原注于当下呼吸的这一刻。Okay, then next one, now change the object of meditation. So now visualize in front of oneself above your head.
Vishalaya Buddha Shakyamuni sitting on lotus and the golden throne, so like that. Try to visualize like that, so clear as possible without distraction, you know, like that.
现在呢，我们把我们的对境啊，我们转换我们的对境，观想呢，在我们头顶的虚空有一尊本师释迦牟尼佛，他的金光身像，他坐在一个莲花座上，莲花座宝座上，那宝座是金色的，上面有个莲花座，他就坐在上面。这个观想呢越清晰越好，然后我们的心念呢专注于这样的观想。
So then, next one. So now, think that visualize the nectar light rays come from Buddha Shakyamuni. Then enter oneself and other sentient beings. Then purify all our physical, mental suffering. Then purify all the delusions, the cause of the suffering, the delusion.Are totally purified, so you can visualize that.
其实呢，我们经不观想，从本师释迦牟尼佛的金身放射出大光芒，并降下甘露。这光芒呢，照亮我们全身；甘露呢，净化了我们，还有我们所观想的周遭的一切众生，净化了我们的身心各方面的痛苦。净化了我们的妄心。
You then recite Shakyamuni mantra, okay, seven times.So while you recite, also visualize that, you know, nectar keep, you know, come from Buddha's body. Intra oneself and other sentient being like that, and purify negative karma like that.
现在呢，我们要念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒七遍。在念诵的心咒的时候呢，我们也做刚才的观想。 观想本师释迦牟尼佛放出大光芒，降下甘露，净化了我们及我们所观想的周围的一切六道众生，清除了我们所有的业障。太呀他唵牟尼牟尼玛哈牟那耶娑哈太呀他唵牟尼牟尼玛哈牟那耶现在呢，我们就以一颗快乐的心来听闻，仁波切为我们开示的佛法。
After the meditation, should be happy, and relax, let go all the past problem, and stop all the future thinking, and just bring your mind at the moment to listen.
就像我们刚才所做的短修一样的，我们在做这个修持的时候啊，任何修行的时候，我们 的修行呢，应该是很开心的，很愉快的，它应该有给我们这样的觉受，开心愉快的觉受啊。所以在我就像我们现在听闻佛法的时候呢，我们应该把所有的万缘都放下，不去想过去发生了什么事，也不去想未来或等一下呢，下一刻呢会发生什么事或者要做什么。我们应该把所有的因缘万缘都放下，然后呢专注享受现在这一刻。
So last class was talking about the two sentences from the founder's good qualities.This life is like impermanent as water bubble. Remember how quickly it decays and death comes. So I think we complete this two sentence. Yeah.
上一课呢，我们已经讲到了第三个偈颂，唯愿加持令我现念死，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫。这段呢，其实已经上一课就讲完了。
So this is something. extremely important topic, you know. So meditation on impermanent, or meditation on death, you know, remembering that always. It's extremely important for the for everybody, you know.
所以呢，这是一堂非常重要的修行课。为什么呢？因为念这一课呢，是主要讲的是念死无常，所以告诉我们，提醒我们，我们要时刻意念死亡。
So, so. Mostly, our problem when you look at why we have so much difficult time, why our mind not so happy, so much disturbed. When you look deeply, I think then because of the worrying so much about the future, you know, planning so much.You know, what will happen in the future, what will happen tomorrow. You know, after a year, after old age, you know, we think so much on that. Then, then, I think one thing is that we think so much on the future part. So then worry on that. Then our mind is disturbed.
所以呢，我们通常呢会这样问我们自己：为什么呢？我们会遇到这么多的困难呢？我们会活得这样的不开心？我们感到我们有很多的干扰。其实，只要我们深一层的去思考的话呢，其实我们一直都担心将来，为我们的将来感到担心，未来感到担心。我们时常都会去烦恼，去想：哎呀，明天会怎么样啊？将来会怎么样啊？好，然后呢？哎呀，就这样子烦恼，一年又过一年，然后过了很多年，讲：哎呀，我老了又怎么办呢？啊，将来怎么办？等等啊，我们的满脑子想的都是将来会怎么样，未来我会怎么样，会发生什么问题，会遇到什么问题等等，所以我们就整天呢活在担忧之中，所以呢我们的心呢就一直很烦，不能静下来。
So then one thing is one problem is thinking the past what happened to us in the pastYou know, then keep reminding that or remembering that. Then, also that's the one thing disturb our mind. You know, so.
另外一个问题啊，我们的另外问题就是，我们一直如果不想将来发生什么事的话，我们就会回想过去，啊，提醒自己，哎呀，过去发生的这件事什么什么什么，所以呢，我们就觉得很烦，哦，所以我们自己不是拿未来的事情来烦恼自己，而是拿过去的事情来烦恼自己。
So this is our problem, you know, why our mind is so disturbed. I think basically this too.
所以呢，这两种情况啊，或者这两种原因，就是我们感到心烦的主要原因。
So like that, so you know, we don't know how to live, you know, how to live in the present moment. So it is that we don't know how to live present moment. You know, always living in the past and future. You know, we just live on that.That means just only thinking that, you know, we don't think about the present. you know, just thinking past and future, then our mind is disturbed.
这样去想的话，我们就知道，其实我们不知道怎么样活在现在当下这一刻。我们时常都是活在过去，要不然就活在未来。哦，我们从来没有去想现在这一刻。所以呢，我们就感到心烦。
So here, so that's the best thing to meditate for that. You know, the impermanent. You know, this life is impermanent as water bubble. Just giving like that, our life is like a water bubble. So, as we talked last classes about death and impermanence already, so idea is this life cannot last forever. You know, even we can't predict this life can be last until next month or next year, next month. After 1 week, impossible to predict, you know, to last next week, next month, next year. After 10 years, it's hard to say.
所以呢，最好的修法，最好的修法，其实就是修这个念死无常。所以我们就要知道呢，知道，这一生呢是无常的。这生无常就表示呢，它有一刻呢就会结束。所以呢，这一生呢，根据这偈颂，就是好像水泡沫一样。这水泡沫的一扎就破了，就好像我们的生命一样。所以他把生命呢比喻作水泡沫。所以上一课呢，我们讲到生命无常，我们就用水泡沫来做一个比喻。所以呢，他告诉我们水泡沫呢，这个比喻告诉我们，我们这一生呢是不能够永久持续下去的。所以永久持续下去，不能永久持续下去呢，就是我们这一生呢，可能下个星期呢，它就结束了。可能下个月，可能是下一年了，谁也说不定。
So here the meditation is, idea is death or death can be happen anytime. You know, there's no guarantee we live another 50 years, another 100 years impossible, another 50 years also it's hard to tell. You know, another 10 years.Difficult to tell. Another 1 year, you look deeply, it's difficult to tell, you know, whether you are able to live another 1 year, another 1 month. You know, you look deeply, it's difficult to tell.
所以呢，这个观修啊，就刚才我们讲的。生命呢不能永远的持续的保持下去啊，下一个月、下年、下一个星期等等，所以这告诉我们呢，死亡是随时可以发生的。死亡是随时可以发生的，这是谁也不能保证的，谁也不能拍拍胸膛说：“哦，我可以保证你多活50年或多活100年。”哦，因为这是非常难说、非常不好说的。因为死亡呢，可能呢，下一年就发生了；可能我们的生命呢，明年就结束了；可能呢，就下个月就结束了；哦，可能呢，下个星期就结束了。因为呢，这是谁也说不准的。
So, knowing the topic is one thing. Knowing is one thing, but important is sit down, think yourself, looking your own life. You know, in reality, of course, we cannot predict how long you can live. You look deeply. So understand that, you know. So once you understand that, then of course, we don't really think so much our future, you know. So much worrying about future, what will happen to me. You know, mostly, of course, this life, you know. We don't think so much future life. I'm talking about here, this life. Later age, what will happen?Because of this, what will happen to me in the future? You know, we worry so much. But if we have this reminder and remember of the quick, you know, the death, and that really help. You know, that really help to reduce your worry and problem. You know.
所以呢，知道呢，谁也不能保证哦，你能，你下一年呢，或甚至下个月能活着，哦，知道啊，知道这样的事实呢是一回事，可是要自己坐下来要去想，哦，去修啊，是另外一回事。所以呢，你需要知道是一回事，你需要自己真正坐下来。然后去做这个分析啊，思维修，然后去观察自己的这一个生命。你可以预测自己能活多久吗？你可以说自己能活 活到20年、30年，或者是明年、下个月吗？或者下个星期吗？如果你自己也预测不了自己能够活多久，这样呢，你其实就不必去烦。哎呀，5年后我要做什么？我老了我要做什么之类的？哦，因为你不知道哦，你下一刻是否还能够真正的活着，所以未来会怎么样呢？其实你就不需要太担忧了。如果你真正的意念这个死无常。所以呢，观修这个念死无常呢，能够可以帮助我们减轻对未来的担忧还有焦虑。
So it's helpful, you know, if we think like that, you know, so it's really reduce our that mental difficulty, you know, when you think like that.
所以真正的去做这个念死无常的思维修的话呢，做得好的话呢，真正如理的去做的话呢，就能减轻，你对未来，你的焦虑还有你的心理上面的困扰。
So then, also the past, also same thing, known because we think so much in the past, what happened to us, keep reminding that in the mind.Also, the disturb our mind, you know, become unpleasant, difficult. Because keep reminding that oneself, you know, that it become cause for more suffering, the mental suffering, pain, you know, like that.
所以呢，反过来说，过去，过去发生的事呢，我们呢，有些人就想太多了，在想哦，过去呢自己发生了什么事啊，什么事啊，这样，所以呢，我们就拿过去发生的事呢来烦自己，给自己造成困扰，让自己不开心，因为我们时常提醒过去，提醒自己啊，过去发生了什么什么事啊，所以我其实应该这样做那样做，可是我没有做，结果呢，给自己增加不必要的痛苦。
So like that, whatever happened in the past, it is impermanent, so therefore it's already disappeared. Whatever happened in the past, no, already done, already finished. So what dare to do so much on that? You know, it's already finished. You know, you don't remind that, just stop there. No. So then,If we are able to do that by thinking impermanence, then of course, again, it doesn't disturb our mind.
过去的事呢，其实也是无常的。为什么呢？因为它已经过去了，它已经不在了，所以呢，它已经完完全全的完成了。所以呢，逝者不可追。所以，如果我们能够念无常的话，想到已经过去了，所以呢，我们的心呢就不会受过去干扰，我们就可以放下。
So like that, it is interesting. Not so like reminding oneself in the past, somehow that disturb your mind. You know, somehow.If you remember the past, what happened. You remember that, immediately disturb your mind. It's very clear for all of us, you know.
这是一个很有趣的现象，因为呢，我们时常呢都意念过去，这意念过去时常就提醒自己，不断的提醒自己，哇，过去发生了这样的事，所以，其实我在发生我应该怎么讲，我其实没有做什么，所以我们一直以过去发生的事呢来自己干扰自己的心，所以让自己呢过得很不快活。
I mean, just give an example. If somebody hurt you in the past, of course somebody says some words or somebody hurt one year ago, then Of course, this hurt is already past, finished, nothing there. But once you remember that, remind oneself, immediately again, you know, your mind is disturbed.
所以呢，这对许多人来讲哦，这样的事情是其实是非常非常的简单，因为都发生过我们的身上。比如说呢，很多年前哦，有人恶言哦，恶言恶口恶言伤害了你，讲了一些话。那其实这件事已经过了很久了，可是呢，你就去回想哦，去想哇哇，某年某月某一天啊，这个人什么什么。所以呢，你一回想这个，你的那个情绪又回来，所以你的心呢又受到了干扰了。
So then our mind disturbed. Then on top of that, we have so much different negative thought arises. within this, and by remembering that, and disturb our mind, then also then keep arising so many different negative thoughts. Same time, you know.
所以呢，我们一回想起这样过去发生的事啊，我们的心呢就不平静了。我们心不平静的话呢，我们的恶念哦就相继升起。所以我们有不同类型哦，不同各式各样的妄念就纷纷的升起了。
So like that. So then, of course, you look deeply when the negative emotion arise. Then.Of course, your mind is disturbed. Not only that, then each time negative emotion arises, then leave another negative imprint in our mind. You know, another stronger imprint left in our mind. New, you know, again.
如果我们进一步深层的去分析的话，深入去分析，我们发现呢，当我们回想起这样不愉快的事情的时候呢，我们的恶心恶念也跟着升起，这样呢，我们的心呢就不平静了。而每一次当我们这样的恶心恶念呢，我们讲的妄心呢，它升起的时候呢，它就进一步强化或者加强在我们心事中留下的这个恶的习气。
So like that, our life is like that, you know, so keep remembering the past, then disturb our mind. Then again, new negative emotion arise same time, then leaving another imprint. Then again, remind that, stronger, you know, then our mind is too much disturbed by that.
所以呢，我们的生命就是这样的。当我们不断地回想过去发生的事，每一次我们回想过去发生的不好的、不开心的事，我们每一次就产生新的恶念。那新的恶念升起的时候呢，它就再一次强化、加强它在我们心事中留下的恶的习气。然后呢，我们心呢就变得更加的不平静了，就更加的烦恼了。
So here's the idea is that, you know.Meditate on impermanent, dead impermanent. Something past is already finished. Something future, nothing guaranteed. What you hope, what you plant, nothing is guaranteed there, will happen or not. So why worry too much on the future? Past is already gone. So why worry on that again, you know?
所以呢，这样的念死无常啊，它最主要是告诉我们，过去的东西呢已经完成了，发生了哈、哦，你不可以叫时钟倒退回来，让你更正。那未来呢？未来的东西谁有保证它会发生呢？就算你预测的东西，它也未必会发生。所以呢，既然过去的东西已经过去，你就让它过去，你就放下。未来的东西它还没发生，还没到来，为什么你要去烦恼呢？所以过去不可得，未来不可得，所以何必烦恼？
So ideally, so living in the present moment. So that really helps. us, you know, so like just recognizing the present moment, what we have at this moment, right now, you know, what you have this, like the human rebirth at this moment, at this second, you know, able to breathe in, out, able to see, able to hear, able to recognize, you know, this moment, like that, able to hear the Dharma, able to meditate, you know, just recognize that, what you have now, you know, then recognize that, how wonderful, what good, how wonderful opportunity I have now, you know, then try to feel it, you know, what you have, you know, so then feel joy, you know.
所以呢，既然过去已经过去，要放下；未来还没发生，没把握，我们不如活在当下这一刻。这是念死无常要告诉我们的。所以呢，这对我们其实是有很大的注意的，能够帮助我们好好的、珍惜的活在我们当下的这一刻，这样活在我们所拥有的一切当中。你还。我们就可以想象当下的这一刻，我们还继续拥有着暇满的人生呢，就在这一分这一秒，我们还呼吸着，我们还听得到，我们还看得到，我们还认得出，还有这个认知。最重要的就是我们现在呼吸在坐着的时候呢，我们还有机会听闻佛法，然后进一步去思维，进一步去分析，进一步去做观修。哎，这是多么美好的一件事！哎，我们还拥有着它，所以呢，我们心呢应该欢喜，我们的心应该是喜悦的。所以，因为我们还拥有当下这一刻，还活着的这一刻，所以我们要随喜。
So, I mean, it's very interesting, you know. So, how our mind works. You know, so most of our mind problem is like that, our own mind-made problem. You know, we think so much, then that disturbs our mind. When you think less, or you let it go, the past, I mean, immediately your mind is peace and happy, you know.
所以这是其实是非常有趣的一个现象啊！如果你有进一步去观察的话，我们的心呢是怎么样的去操作的？哦，其实有很多我们碰到的问题呢，是我们的自己的心呢造作出来的。因为我们时常去想哇，去分析啊，去想啊，回想很多很多哇，发生什么什么，结果呢，我们弄到自己呢很烦恼，很不开心。如果我们少想一些啊，我们就让它过去，把它放下的话，哎，你会发现突然你的心呢就变得很宽广，你的心呢就自由了。
So, so therefore, so this kind of like purification practice is very, very helpful, you know, like that visualizing the nectar, you know, whatever we have some difficulties in the mind, then, you know, visualize nectar come from Buddha's body, you know, into your whole body, then, you know, by nectar you chase out all this, the mental difficulties, you know, then,enter in your body all the nectar, then all these mental difficulties, you know, just come out from your body in the black color like that. So, if you did, you know, you really visualize that clearly, you know, then strong belief on that is really come out from your body like that. So then, it's really helpful, you know, once you do correctly with your visualization,without distraction, single-pointedly, then You really, you know, I mean, just letting go the negative emotion, you know, through this meditation, then of course you'll see the result, you know, immediately.
所以呢，如果我们能够这样的去做分析的话，这样去分析啊，就好像净化我们心灵的功课一样，能够净化我们的心灵。比如说如果我们遇到了一些烦恼，一些问题，我们心里很烦的话，其实我们可以自己这样做观想，就观想的本质就在我们的前面了，它身体放出金光啊，然后降下大甘露啊，然后这甘露呢进入我们的身体，就好像冲凉一样，就把我们的所遇到的问题啊，心理上问题、烦恼问题呢，完全全全的清洗干净，把我们的这些问题从我们心灵上呢去除掉了，然后从身体里面全部出来了。如果我们能够专心一致，专心一致，没有分心的，去观想，而且观想的非常清晰的话呢，我们做的这种如理去做的话，我们就发现呢，我们的所有的负面的心理的情绪啊，我们所有的烦恼呢，都会被清除干净。然后过后你就可以看到它的效果，你会觉得心呢是很清净的。如果你做的对的话
，So like that, even you make your mind happy for 5 minutes through this meditation is wonderful. You know, then of course you can increase more. You know,
所以你其实可以这样试一试做这样的东西。当你感到心烦的时候，这样你看一下，其实那过后的5分钟内，你会觉得很开心哦，你的烦恼好像不见掉了。好，这样你就可以慢慢这样逐步的练习哦，可以每天这样不断的练习，就发现它效果可能就会越来越好，又开心10分钟、15分钟啊。
So the mind made problem, you know, our thinking problem. Then how you think it, you know, you think negative way or you think positive way.So then, when you think negative way, that brings so much disturbed emotion like that. But you think in positive way, then I mean this negative will be disappear, reduce, you know, then bring peace in the mind. You know, if you think in positive way, you know. So this way of thinking able to change our mental difficulty, you know.
所以其实是我们的心呢造作的问题啊，我们心呢可能是负面的了，也可能是正面的了，正面是比较好的，负面是坏的。如果呢我们往正面的比较好的心念去想的话，你可以发现我们的负面的情绪啊，那比较坏的那个心念呢，它就会减少了，它就减少了。所以就看我们的心呢，我们怎么样去想。如果我们往正面的心态去想的话呢，我们的就能转化，把我们的问题啊烦恼给转化掉。
Okay, so it's important, you know, to meditation on impermanent, on the death. So you really meditate while reminding oneself all the time. So that really helps, you know.To peace our mind.
所以，其实这样怎么去想，其实是非常重要的。如果我们能够这样的去观修的话呢，我们把这个念死无常的修得非常好的话呢，它就会给我们的心灵呢带来很大的利益。我们的心呢就会感到很平和，我们的心呢就会比较清净。
Okay, so that's like that. So then, next verses after that, just like a shadow follow the body, the result of the black and white karma follow, finding firm and definite conviction on this. Please bless me always to be careful to abandon even the slightest negative action and accomplish all the virtues teach them.
所以呢，这个念死无常呢，就讲到这里。接下去呢，我们要接续去讲那个寄送还没讲完，就是迅速即为死魔所摧毁，并且确知黑白业诸果，就是要讲的是黑白业诸果。然后事后跟从犹如影随行，就是黑白业了。然后令我时时不放逸，中恶中廉小罪皆断除，并且成就一切善法具。
So, as we all know, so after this life doesn't live forever, so sooner or later, so we need to, sooner or later, the death will come. We all know that. So now another question is that after the death, what will happen? So this is the big question. Yeah.
所以这是每个人都知道的，就是说，这一生呢，我们这一生呢不是永远的，死亡呢其实是迟早的问题，我们每个人都会死掉。这问题是死了之后会发生什么事？
So then, yeah, here Lama Tsongkhapa emphasizes just like a shadow follow the body. The result of black and white karma follow. So like that. So that is the answer. After the death, will what happened is like that. The answer for that, yeah.
所以我们死了后会发生了什么事呢？这答案呢就在这寄送里面。这寄送讲呢，黑白业诸果在我们死亡后一直跟从我们，好像影子一样。
OK， 看得到。
文言文就并且确知黑白业诸果，事后跟从犹如影随形啊，七个字七个字，好像唱歌一样。
是。Okay, so now I thought there's one sutra I thought to read from the one sutra it called Chipo Chitra Jue Do Siang Chimo.
这里呢 Kenroom 就要讲一个佛经里的故事，可是这佛经呢是藏文明的，不懂怎样翻译啊，你们听藏文明啊 Chitra 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 What's the name? The name isn't ahem ahem.
So, sutra is about Chipo Chitra Jiva Shibito. So, about what, I mean, idea is same thing. What happened after the death. You know, so sutra called Somebody requests to the Buddha what happened after the death. Then Buddha reply in many way. No. Sutra is about that.
所以这个佛经主要的是讲我们死亡后会发生什么事。因为有人就去问佛陀，哎，我们死了会发生什么事呢？佛陀就给了很多的答案。这是这个佛经要讲的。
So here, so... So here, so Buddha's staying in somewhere in India. So that time, so. Then there's one guy who is young, handsome. Then everybody respect him. So one day, so this guy passed away.
哦，这个佛陀呢，那时佛陀在世的时候，他住在印度，那时候呢，在他居住的地方啊，就他讲法居住的地方，就有一个年轻英俊的男子，现在我们就讲帅哥了，我们现在讲，那他是非常受人尊敬的。可是有一天呢，这个帅哥突然间去世了。
So, so this person, so such a person, also rich, wealthy, you know, have many like wealth, also have kid, wife, like that. So this person, one day he passed away. Yeah. Then the person passed away, then all his relative, his servants, or his son, wife, then also he's very rich, so he bring all his horses, horse, elephant, ornament, jewels.You know, whatever, all the precious thing. You know, all the food, you know, everything. See, you know, they brought to the, you know, offer to this person also like that.
这个人呢，他是非常富有的，他是富甲一方哦，享用不尽啊。可是这有一天呢，居然去世了，所以呢，他就留下了很多很多的东西，很多的财富啊。他有很多啊，他就留下了很多的的钱啊、首饰啊、食物啊，还有马啊、象啊、仆人啊、妻子啊、儿子啊，还有一大堆的亲戚朋友。
So normally you see the tradition, you see that, you know, when person pass away, you know, they make so many offering to the person who pass away. They set up so many offering, this and that, you know. So give to the dead person like that.
通常呢，我们看那个传统的仪式啊，当有人去世时呢，我们都给那个去世人做很多很多的贡品啊，供养给他们呢、啊。
So then then the king asked to the king asked to the Buddha, you know, so you know he saw all these things making offering. This person who are already dead, you know, bring so much offering and offer to this dead person like that, bring everything and make offering to this person. So then, that time the king asked to the Buddha Shakyamuni, you know, by making all this offering, you know, whether the person really receive all your offering.
所以呢，那时候呢，那个地区的国王就看到了，哇，他们为这个死去的这个年轻人呢，做了这样大的供养，做了很多人的贡品，所以他就去问佛陀，做这样的供养啊，死去的人究竟收得到吗？
So like that, also then, the king asked to the Buddha Shakyamuni, after this person dead, you know, what will happen? So.You want to ask, you want to know, the king want to know, you know, after this death, what happened, you know. So you want to ask some question to the Buddha. So then Buddha said, okay, you can ask any kind of question to me. You're welcome to ask me that.
然后呢，这个人，这国王就去问佛陀了，就刚才问了那些问题。其实呢，佛陀跟他讲，哦，你可以问我任何问题，任何关于这样的问题。这样国王呢，除了问哦，刚才那个问题哦，做了这样大的供养，这死去人到底收得到吗？这样国王还进一步问，这个人死后啊，他会发生什么事
？So then, I think that first the king asked to the Buddha, you know. So, here, so if somebody who pass away, like a god, if he pass away, he will take rebirth as a god. If the human being pass away, whether he will take rebirth again as a human being. Then also animal, the person that sentient beings, animal, he die, whether he will take same rebirth as animal. So like predators, hell beings. So his question is whether they take same rebirth, you know, human being die, then he will take rebirth as a human being, you know. Whether like that or not, you know. That's the one question he asks.
这个国王呢又问佛陀，这个国王是个问题国王，他就问佛陀，这样如果天人死后啊，他是不是会再投生为天人？这样人死后呢，下生会不会继续成为人，投生为人？然后呢，这动物死后，畜生死后，是不是会又再继续投生为畜生？这也是国王问的一个问题。
So that's the first question. Then second one, he said, if the God die, whether you take rebirth, take next rebirth, whether you take like human beings or not. If the then human being die, whether you take rebirth of animal realm or not. Then if the animal die, whether you take rebirth for the hell beings, is no, hungry ghost. If hungry ghost die, whether you will take different rebirth like hell beings or not. You know, he asked the second question like that.
这刚才国王问的第一道问题就是天人死后 是否会投生为天人，人死后是会投生为人，畜生时候是会投生为人，就相同的一道了。你在那道死亡 会投生为同样一道的人。第二个问题就是天人死后呢会被投生为人道，就降下来成人道。人死后会被投生为畜生，就降下一级了。然后畜生死后呢会被投生为恶鬼，又降一级。恶鬼死后呢，那生完了过后会投生为地狱道的众生。
So like that. Then, another question he asks. If the sentient beings die after the death, whether they're totally disappear, you know, nothing, you know, totally disappear, like, you know, when the fire, you know, burn the wood, then become ashes. So exactly like that, after sentient being die, then like, they almost like disappear, nothingness like that, whether like that or not, you know.
然后他第三道问题哦，这个国王问得很仔细啊。他问问题，就是如果有情众生死后，如果不是投生的这样，会被完完全全消失掉，不见了，就这生完了就完了，就完全不见掉。像那木头，你烧一块木头，烧完了，那木头就完全不见掉了。
So like that, then, I mean, there's so many questions in the sutra. So, you know, also like then, is somebody your relative, son, daughter who pass away?Then again, next life, you know, continually, you know, coming to same family all the time, like that or not, you know, keep circling like that, you know, son, daughter, you know, nephew, daughter, like always coming same kind of circle or not, you know.
所以，其实在这本这个经典里面，这个佛经里面，其实国王还问了很多的问题，比如说你的亲戚朋友啦，女儿儿子死后，他会再投生回来，再成为你的女儿啦，你的儿子啦，你的亲戚朋友等等，好像个轮回这样子，一直不断的，不中断的。
So again, and so like that. So then, also if somebody is very wealthy, rich, handsome, you know.So this person die, whether he take rebirth again, same kind of wealthy, you know, rich, handsome or not, you know.
所以另一道问题就是，如果一个非常富有的人、非常英俊的人，他死后啊，这样投生回来啊，他是同样的，又很有钱，又很英俊。
So same thing too. If the poor person, you know, look ugly or very poor.Very, I don't know how to say. Yeah, so whether this person died, then whether again taking same rebirth in the next life again, poor, you know, very, I don't know, very ugly, whatever, anyway, whether becoming the same again or not, you know.
所以这国王又问了，现在到问题了，刚才有钱英俊啊，什么都好的，现在又返回来，若一个很丑啊，不好看的人，又贫穷又穷苦啊，那个人死后啊，然后又投生回来，像他是否又是变得又很丑啊，又贫穷又穷苦呢？
So like that, there's many, many questions like that. That's why, you know, Buddha Sutra is very long, you know. Huh?
所以这国王的问题很多，而且很长。你看他问关于死亡，他就问了这样多问题。所以安迪，你的问题输给他。
So this.There are many questions, and there's so many questions asked by the king to the Buddha, you know, so like that.
所以这个国王呢，向这个佛陀啊，问了很多道问题。
So then, after Buddha replied, to his question, the first one, you know,
first one is whether human will take it back as human, God take rebirth as God.
Yeah, so first one is asking, you know, so idea is that, you know, if human being die, or God, you know, so the God die, whether they will take same rebirth or not, yeah. So that's the idea. Then the Buddha reply was, no, not like that, not necessary. The human being die, then definitely you will take human being rebirth. And the God die,It's not necessary, the God, again, taking same rebirth as a God. There's no, it doesn't work that way, you know, Buddha replied like that.
还记得第一道问题吗？第一道问题国王问佛陀的就是，人死后会再投生为人，然后天人死后会再投生为天人，就那一道的众生死后投生回那一道的众生。像佛陀回答就是，不一定，不一定。天人死后呢，不一定会投生为天人。人死后呢，同样在人道死亡的众生，也不一定下一生就会投生回人道。
So not like that. So, you know, the God can take rebirth as human beings. You know, so like that. So there's no guarantee there like that. So.
所以呢，天人呢死亡后也可能下一生呢就投生为人，所以不一定就会投生回天人的，所以这是不一定的。
So here, so there's the what call how to say.Very beginning, I mean that, very beginning, you know, we live long, you know, we live quite long period of time. Also, the very beginning, all human beings, I mean, were quite pure, you know, pure. Also then, also have our own light in the body, natural light in the body.Also then, you know, so something like that. So then, after all, even very beginning, of course, then we don't need to do business, we don't need to cultivate crops, you know, this and that. Everything naturally, you know, everything is there, people can enjoy. You know, so very beginning, they don't have this sense of this belong to me, that belong to me, you know. So that kind of thing.
这就要讲到人在地球上啊，这个我们这个人呢、啊，的开始了，就是在节初的时候啊，这个节这一节，这个节初开始的时候呢，其实呢，我们的寿命是很长的，像我们的业呢也是很清净的，清净到什么样子呢？其实我们的身体呢会自然的发光的，我们身体会自然发光的。那时候呢，那时候的人呢、啊，那时候的人呢、啊，我们是不需要大小便的，我们是不需要的，也不需要特别去种植啊或耕种啊，这是佛经上有讲的。我们要用到的东西，我们的受用呢是自然出现的。
So in the beginning also is mentioned there's no king, and people live equally, you know, so they don't fight, you know, because they don't have this.Not this mine, this mine, you know, this land belong to me, that land belong to me. So they don't have this kind of concept. Then everybody enjoy, you know, in like natural resources, you know, everybody enjoy like that. So they don't fight like that.
在这一节开始的时候，接触的时候呢，人住在这个世上，那时候是没有国王，不需要国王的统治者来统治的，因为那时候是没有战争的，人人都是可以和平相处的，所以这个土地啊是属于每一个人的，每一个众生的，所以呢，每一个人呢都享有自然享有这个资源。
So after a while, then of course, after people enjoy, after that, after a while, you know, then people have this kind of grasping, you know, more greedy, more grasping, oh, this belong to me, oh, this you cannot use, you know, this belong to me. Then they have this kind of concept there. So then, because of that, then,People start for fighting, you know. So then, because of that, then you need there the king, you know. And after that, to solve this problem, so they need the king, you know. Then how the king happened in the old like that.
可是呢，过了一段时间呢，我们的人呢就申请了这个执着的心了。这执着心一升起的时候呢，就有人讲啊、哦，这个是我的，这属于我的，你不可以用，就另外一个众生就不可以用了。所以当这样的分别妄心升起的时候呢，就有了斗争了。哦，因为我的你不可以用了，你为什么要用了？就打架了，就斗争了，战争就开始了。就为了调解这样的纠纷、这样的问题呢，所以呢，就有了国王，国王就在这个时候呢产生了。
So, so gradually, so like that, you know, then this mind, this you are, you know, that kind of concept arises, then people start fighting, you know, then you start the greedy, you know. So because of that, then a strong attachment arises. You know, so because of that, then I think happen, you know, the male, female, you know, this thing happen also, you know.
所以呢，当我们的这种自他分别心升起的时候呢，就有了我的、你的、我的你不可以用哦，这样的东西呢，这个贪执就升起了。在当时越来就越强烈了，所以变成一个执着心。这强烈的执着心升起的时候呢，那时候接着就有男女相的分别了，就有男的升起来，女的众生起来了。
Okay, so very beginning, he said, we are like a god. You know, very beginning, we are like a god. Huh?
所以呢，在杰出的时候呢，其实 人类呢活得很像天人一样，我们活得很像天人。
So because of our behavior, you know, the attachment, then anger, this arises slowly, get stronger like that. So because of that, then because of that, we create so much negative karma, this and that. So because of that, then happen in different rebirth. You know, like hell beings, animal realm, hungry ghosts. So because of that, because of different heavy negative karma, so because of that happen different realm like that.
所以呢，因为我们的分别妄心升起了，所以我们就有一个贪执。这贪执越演越强烈的话，我们的嗔心就升起了。我的为什么你要动，对吗？随着嗔心升起了呢，我们就众生就造出了造下了这个恶业。当这个恶业我们造下的时候呢，它就会有不同的果报了，不同果报就升起来，所以就有不同的道出现了。所以呢，有些就投生到恶鬼道，有些就投生到畜生道，所以这个六道呢就出现了。
So the Buddha answer is, the point is, so there's no guarantee you are human beings, there's no guarantee you'll take, when you die, you'll take human rebirth, there's no guarantee. Because while you're a human being, you create so much negative karma, so then it will lead into the lower rebirth, like animal, hungry ghost, hell being like that, so there's no guarantee.Human being die, take the rebirth as a human being, there's no guarantee. So Buddha answered that way.
所以呢，佛陀就这样回答那个国王，就是呢，同一道生那个道的生的啊，他不一定下一生就投生为同样一道的友情。所以呢，如果这一生呢，人的这一生呢，人生完了过后呢，生命结束过后呢，那个友情呢，未必会投生为人。因为这样的东西呢是说不准的，不一定的，这样取决于当他还拥有这个人生的时候呢，他是怎么样的。如果他拥有人生的时候他造了恶业的话，像这个恶业呢肯定成熟的时候会把他抛入三恶道去，他可能呢这个人生完了过后就投生为畜生道，或者投生到恶鬼道，或者投生到地狱道去了。所以呢，人生完了过后不一定会转生为人。
So it's also same thing, because even human beings, you do, if they create a lot of virtues, if they practice, the human beings, you know, can be arhat, you know.So does that take rebirth again like samsara, human rebirth as a human being again? That's not necessary. If the human being great virtues, he practice, the human being able to achieve the arhat. So Buddha's answer is that's the no guarantee. The human being die, again take to be human rebirth. You know, human being can be improved and become arhat. You know, you see like that.
So, you know,同样的道理啊，当如果一个人呢，这个人呢，他拥有人生的时候呢，他去造善业，然后他修行得很好的话，如果他真的修行很好很好的话，他在那一生呢，他就证得了阿罗汉果。如果他证得阿罗汉果的时候呢，他这生完了，他就完完全全解脱生死，他就会不会再受生了。就完了，就没有了。所以就是说呢，他当他拥有这个人生的时候呢，他有提升他本身的修行的话呢，所以他不一定就会再投生了。所以呢，当你拥有这个人生结束的时候呢，你不一定会拥有人生，你也可能下，也可能上，也可能完全解脱。所以佛陀的答案就是不一定。
So like that. So then the second answer is, I mean.The second question he asked, you know, whether a human being die, he will take different rebirth. So essence is that, whether he will take different rebirth, you know, like helping hungry ghosts or God, you know, whether this human being die, he will take different rebirth or not, you know. That's the second question.
然后第二道问题呢，国王第二问题就是，你讲人生哦，不一定会受生，人生完了之后不一定会投生为同样的那一道，这样是否这个人生完了过后呢，他会投生到不同的道去
？So, so Buddha said, you know, so because you know, because depending on the karma, whether it's virtuous karma or you have more negative karma, so depend on that. the person will take different rebirth, whether higher rebirth.Or the lower rebirth, there will be different type of rebirth depending on the virtuous karma and negative karma, Buddha said. So therefore, what you ask question is correct. What you said is correct. Whether taking different rebirth is correct. You know, Buddha said that.
所以呢，佛说呢。其实呢，这人生过后呢，他投生到哪里去呢？哪一道去呢？要看啊，这个人呢，他所造下的业，他造的业呢是恶业比较多呢，还是善业比较多啊？若善业比较多呢，他就可能会投生到善趣去或善的道去；若恶业比较重的话，比较多的话呢，他就转入到三恶道去。所以呢，你所说的是正确的，就是这个人生过后呢，他会投生到不同去受生，看他所造的业，生前所造的业而定。
So like that, then the third one asked question. After that, nothing happened. You know, like become ashes. You know, like this. You know, there's nothing. You know.Nothing remain like that, whether like that or not, you know, that's the question.
这第三道问题呢，就是当这一生完了过后呢，是否就像木头烧了，化成灰烬一样，完全消失了
？So then Buddha said, it is not like that, you know.
佛说不是这样的。
So he gave the example. For example, if we have the seed.If we have a seed, from the seed will produce the result.
佛陀举了个例子，就说呢，比如说你有一颗种子，你把这个种子种下过后呢，它当然会生出来。
So then also you give another example like that, like sun, like morning sunrise. You know that? Sunrise. Then slowly the sun go down. Then the darkness arises. And again tomorrow, you know, sunrise and darkness happen. So like that.
佛陀在举另外一个例子，说明为什么东西呢是不会自动这样消失的。比如说呢，早上啊，太阳出来了，我们就日出。但日出了过后呢，就慢慢转变啊，转变成中午很晒，然后就慢慢的随着时间的推移呢，太阳又下山了，然后一天又结束了。可是呢，过了一晚啊，隔天早上太阳又会爬上山来，又日出了，又天亮了。所以它是这样的。
So Buddha idea is that, you know, there's something there to take rebirth, not like totally disappear. There's something there, some kind of cause there to take rebirth. You know, like there's some seed will result, there's some result there like that. So there's something there. So definitely will take some rebirth, not like disappear, you know. So not like that, Buddha said.
所以呢，佛陀要说明的就是，如果有那个因缘呢、啊，就有过去的因缘的话呢，你无论怎么样呢，它将来呢都会有投生的结果。就好像种下一颗种子，这个、种子呢，假以时日呢，还会生长出来，还会结果的。所以呢，只要有那个因呢，将来就会有那个果。
So like that, then also, you know, Buddha told to the king, if that's the case, you know, his sentient being die, he stop that, nothing happen. If that's the case, then supposed to there'll be end of the samsaric being.
Everybody disappear.
Yeah, yeah. So there should be, you know, everybody disappearing. Like,
那佛陀告诉国王呢，有情众生呢是不可能死后就自动这样消失，不要像木头化成灰烬一样而完完全的消失的。如果是这样的话，这个死了消失，这个死了消失，就是这个轮回的众生会越来越少，对吗？一个一个消失，到最后呢全部都消失了，然后呢就没有所谓的轮回了。
啊、yeah. huh?Should be less, yeah? But human being population growing? Huh?
所以呢这个世界上的的人呢的数量应该越来越少，对吗？新加坡不可能 6.9 吧？
Hello? Then also the mosquito growing?
那个蚊子，蚊子应该越来越少了吧？不可能这样多蚊子，对吗？阿育尼区的人。
Yeah. That what we see human being, what that we see is growing. So the animal we see is growing more, yeah, insect, whatever, you know, getting more, not less. How much you kill, but still never ending, keep growing. You know.
所以呢你现在我们看到，你看我们的人好像越生越多，人类越来越多，在地球上人类越多，好像那动物也是越来越多，蚊子越来越多，对吗？
So Buddha said like that, if we die then stop there, this then should be end of the sentient beings, then no more sentient beings should happen like that, you know.
所以国王说呢，如果有情众生的死亡后就自动消失，什么都没有的话呢，这样呢所有的有情啊一终有一天会全部消灭掉，对吗？
So then also Buddha gives different example. Look at outside. He said look at outside like grass or like tree grass, you know, because of different season, then sometimes it's dry up. You know, for some period, maybe like winter. But Singapore, I don't know, you don't have poor season, so maybe you probably don't know. Huh? Those who have poor season, winter, everything dry. Grass dry, trees dry. You know, then when the summer starts, then of course theAutumns, you know, summer, autumn, you know, then after that, because of the moist, because of the heat, combination of that, then slowly the dry grass, same place, you know, the fields become green, you know, the tree leaf become green, the same tree, you know, but it's leaf, flower, you know.Before 1-2 months, they are like a dead, you know, no leaf, just like. If you've been there, you know, I don't know how to describe. Trees dry like dead, like that. But not really dead. And after this, all conditions come, then they will green again like that. So that's the example Buddha gave like that. Again, it will grow.So same thing like sentient beings, because of the because of cause and condition, due to different delusion, then you know die, rebirth, so happen like that. So same thing like that.
佛陀呢，接着又举了不同的例子，所以他就跟国王讲：“你看啊，这外面的那个草啊、树木啊，啊，让他的国王就看了啊，在不同的季节里面呢，啊，他们都是不一样的。怎么说呢？在冬天天气寒冷的时候呢，你看他们好像全部都干枯掉了，好像死亡了一般，就死掉了。其实他真正死了吗？”也不会啊。那春天来了过后呢，他们又冒出他们的芽了，嫩绿的芽了，那在就慢慢长大了。那夏天的时候呢，随着气候变得温暖，然后又潮湿，又有水分等等，所以呢那些草啊树木呢就变绿了，而长得很茂盛，很青葱，具有生命力，顽强的生命力的样子，所以你可以看他们都长得很好。那过后夏天，那秋天来的时候，它慢慢又转黄了。然后冬天呢，它们又好像又枯死掉了。所以呢，它们会随着季节的变化呢，在不同的气候天气啊，气候的条件下呢，会呈现不同的面貌。同样的道理啊，我们的众生啊，人呢、啊，就我们所有的有情众生呢，也会随着各种因缘条件的变化，的慢慢的变化而死亡，然后死亡过后呢，随着因缘条件的慢慢的的聚合呢，去投生，然后去成长，然后再完成一个生命的周期，然后再死亡。
So this is how Buddha explain, you know, to people like that, you know, by giving different example.You know, the outer example, what we see. So from there, then, you know, Buddha tell, you know, there's the, after that, there's something, you know. So exactly like that, you know, through the outer example, you know, he give the answer like that. So therefore, so Buddha said, the great king, so please have conviction. There is a future life, you know.
所以呢，国王透过和通过不同的例子呢，向这个那佛陀通过不同的例子呢，向国王解释哈，看外面的例子啊，看到的例子啊，好，以他所看到的去分析啊，去例子向这个国王分析，所以呢，就让国王明白啊，这一生死亡过后呢，他不会啊就自动消失了，什么都不见了啊，这是。佛陀呢给国王的答案，他不是给一个答案的啊，他给不同的例子，然后他就跟这个国王讲，伟大的国王，这样啊，通过这样不同的例子，你去看、去思考、去分析啊，你就可以得到这个结论，这一生过后呢，肯定会有未来生。
So like that.So then, so there's another question that, you know, if somebody wealthy, rich, handsome, this person die, whether again, you know, become same, you know, then the poor, ugly person die, then whether become again same, you know, next life again same thing or not, you know. So then,
当然这个国王还问了很多问题，还记得吗？他问的另外一个问题，就当个非常富有啊，很多受用啊，英俊啊，潇洒，什么都有的人，让人很羡慕的人，这个人呢，这一生过后啊，去受生，他下生呢，是否又同样的英俊、有钱、潇洒呢？当一个很丑陋的人，很贫穷人，很多苦难的人，他这一生完了过后，将来受生投生为人的话，是否又是同样的丑陋啊、贫穷啊、痛苦啊等等
？All can be exchanged, you know. Poor become, you know, next time, next rebirth, you know, like exchange, you know, like this time rich, but next time can be poor. This life poor, but next time can be rich. Whether we happen this way, us always like that, you know.
这个听不到，不用紧，我大概懂。所以佛陀的 佛陀的回答就是，其实这一切都是可以改变的。
But the same rebirth, I mean the rich one always rich, poor one always poor, or
it can be changed.
Or change way. You know, poor can take as a rich rebirth in next life. Rich one can be take rebirth as a poor life. So that's the question.
Rich can become poor, poor can become rich.
Or could be that, or always that. So that's the question.
Or can be the same.
Yeah.
所以呢，这个佛陀回答是呢，其实这些都是可以改变的，它可能是同样的，也可能是不一样的。哦，哦，啊，OK， 这个国王问的问题就是。问佛陀的这个问题就是，当一个有钱的英俊人，什么什么都有的人呢，他这一生完了过后呢，他是否投生呢？投生同样同样有钱啊、英俊啊，什么都有，或者是他可能又变成很丑陋啊、贫穷啊等等，或者是一个很丑陋的人、很贫穷的人，他这一生完了过后呢，他下生呢是否又是很丑陋啊、很贫穷，或者他可能可以变成有钱、英俊等等。
So like that. Then, then Buddha told the answer for that. Buddha said, the sentient beings, even this life, were not dead. were not dead in beginning. You know, just after the rebirth, you know, they can be very rich. but after reaching 50, 60,Even this life, the person can be poor and ugly. No?
佛陀说呢，其实呢，其实你看看呢，比如说那个人呢，有一个人呢，他开始啊，开始他生命开始的时候，当还是一个小孩子啊，受生过不久啊，小孩子的时候，他可能是家庭是非常富有的，他是非常英俊的，他什么都有的。可是呢，当他活了一段日子过后呢，他活到比如说可能到50岁啊、60岁啊，就算是在这一生呢、啊，他的那一生呢、啊，到50岁、60岁的时候，他可能就变得又老又丑了。
So then, in some cases, when he, from the young, when the birth, they are poor, you know, very poor family. But after a while, even this life, after they reach 40, 50, 60, they can be rich, you know.
同样的，也可以有另外一种众生哦。当他开始的时候呢，出生的时候呢，可能是非常贫穷的，哦，很多感受很到痛苦的。可是呢，过了一段时间呢，比如说当他40岁啊、50岁啊、60岁的时候，可能那时候他变得很富有了。
So the answer is that even this life happening this, of course, so there'll be, you know, that will happen in the future.Like that too, you know?
所以呢，这个答案呢是就是非常明显的，哦，因为在这一生呢，我们可以看到哦，它有不同的变化，有钱可以变没有钱，没有钱可以变有钱。在同样的，当这一生过后，死亡发生到下一生的时候，我们的未来生的时候，它同样的也可能有这样的变化。
So. So, I mean, he gives some kind of example I can hear, you know, looking at the grass, the tree, because of this moisture, heat. Then you see, you know, this everything growing up like that. So when the cause condition like that, everything dry up. So that happened. So same thing here, then the person who do a lot of generosity, virtues, this and that,You know, so that will bring wealth, handsome, all these things, good condition, then the person was like stealing miserliness, you know, then they will bring in the, the poor life in the future like that.
所以同样的例子就好像外在的花草树木等等，因为受到了潮湿，因为受到了气候啊变热的关系啊，那热度啦、潮气啦等等，因为有这外在的条件呢，它会变得越绿越茂盛，因为条件嘛，因缘条件都具足，所以呢，它就会起了这样的变化。同样的，人类啊，人类有情啊，因为因缘条件的变化，可能呢，因为呢，那个众生呢，他有他行了布施啦，他有很多的善心啊、善举啊，做了很多善的行为哦，所以呢，他的因缘条件具足的时候呢，他也可以享有享有财富啦，啊，可以有英俊的外貌啦等等。可是呢，如果他做了一些恶行啦，比如说犯了偷窃啦，或者他的心呢是很吝啬的、奸佞、很贪着、吝啬的话，这样呢，因为这样的关系呢，他可能也会得到不好的果报。
So then also Buddha said to the king, you know that the people who always practice in generosity, you know, being.So the person who always practices generosity life to life, so then this person will take rebirth always in the good rebirth and the wealth position like that, you know, taking life to life, the rich, this kind of wealth, you know, then those people then who don't practice generosity, thenEven do some practice generosity, then get regret on that. And always then engaging in the stealing, you know. So like that, then they always take rebirth in the, you know, poor, you know, poverty. So that kind of rebirth, they always take like that.
这佛陀呢就告诉这个国王了啊，其实要看那个众生呢 啊他在生前他的那个行为，如果他时常就修这个布施的话，时常布施啊与人的话呢，这样他一生从这一生到下一生，他都时常修这个布施的话呢，这样你可以发现哦，这个人呢、这个众生，这个有情众生，他投生的时候呢，他都会拥有很多的财富啊，拥有很多的享用等等。反观之呢，如果从那个众生呢，如果他没有时常修这个布施，或者他修了一些布施的布施给一些人啊，一些畜生啊等等啊，他布施过后呢，他又反悔了，他又后悔了，后悔，哎呀，为什么我给这样多啊？怎么等等之类的，或者是有一些众生呢，他一生到另一生呢，时常呢都有这个偷盗的行为啊，偷取啊别人财富等等。像他在受生的时候呢，他通常呢都会投生到贫穷的地方去，所以他会内生呢会有贫穷啊钱财的问题。
So here at the text also like that. After death, just like a shadow follow the body, you know the result of black karma and white karma follow like that. So idea is that, you know, so.You won't disappear after the death, not like nothing happened, you know. Because it's still, there's something there, you know, the seed within us. So, well, how much good karma you do, how much bad karma we do, depend on that. If you follow, you know, the different rebirth, good rebirth, bad rebirth, we follow. You know, like, you know, So like that.
所以呢， 我们可以很清楚地看到的，当死亡发生后啊，我们的投生到下一生，我们其实是带着我们的黑白叶诸果，就是各种各样的黑叶和白叶，就好像这个寄送讲的黑白叶诸果，事后跟从犹如影随行。这个黑白叶呢，它就好像影子一直跟着我们一样啊，它不会不见掉，不会自己自动消失。所以呢，所以它不是好像就是这一生完了，你做的东西什么东西它就自然消失掉，就不见掉的，不是这样的。因为呢，我们生前不论我们做了什么，是好像一颗种子这样，它这个种子是种在我们的心中的。这种子呢，就是我们的善业和恶业。这善业它讲白业了，恶业它讲黑业。这个黑白业种在心里呢，它成熟的时候呢，就会果报就出现了。所以它就决定我们这个种子，就决定我们投生将来投生到善去呢，或者投生到恶去。
Okay, so I mean this is something extremely important topic to understand. You know how the karma.You know, karma works. You know, the white karma, the virtuous karma, bring the happiness. And the black karma, or negative karma, that bring the suffering. You know? So, this is extremely important topic to learn and understand. Then finding very compound, you know, conviction on this karma.You know, so it's extremely important.
所以呢，这是明白这个黑白业果，这门功课呢，其实是非常重要的，它是非常非常重要的。好，所以我们要懂得这个业呢，它是怎么样操作的。好，为什么呢？如果有人造了善业啊，这个善业呢，能够带来快乐。啊，为什么这个恶业如果造下了恶业，这个黑业的话呢，它会带来痛苦？这样我们要去思维，要去分析，然后得出那个结论。有了这样的定解，这个是非常非常对我们是非常非常重要的修行的功课。
Okay, so then you really have this conviction on this, you know, you really understand your conviction on that. Then of course.Way of living will be changed. You know, you will create less negative karma. And you will create more virtuous karma. You will work for that. You know, when you have this good conviction on that.
如果这样去思维，这样分析的话呢，你就会得出一个结论了。就无论你怎样去想，或者不同天去想，不同的时段去想，你就会得出同样的结论的话，你就得到这个定解。要对这个业果呢得出定解的时候呢，它就会改变你的生活方式，它会彻底的改变你的生活方式，你就会看到自己呢，你会尽量避免去造这个黑业，然后呢，你会尽量呢去造这个白业。
Okay, so we'll talk more on this next week. Yeah, we talk more on karma next week. Yeah.
所以呢。黑白业业果的道理呢，就是我们下个星期要讲的。下个星期同样时间，我会讲这个业果的道理。后个星期呢就没有课，因为我们有药师佛法会。
Maybe next Sunday will be last class, I think.
下个星期是我们今年的最后一堂课。因为过后呢就是药师佛法会了，对吗？然后过后呢Cameron J 就要带领 ABC 的 BP 的学生呢去闭关了，过后呢我们的老师就会去尼泊尔了，然后就明年再回来，所以明年我们再继续，所以今年我们只能讲到第三个寄送。
Okay, we break maybe another maybe 1-2 months we'll break, huh?And after New Year, we start again somewhere. We announce you, yeah.
所以下个星期是今年的最后堂课，然后过后呢我们就休息三个月，所以明年呢新年的时候我们再重新开课重新讲。
OK long break
yeah 安迪是我们每年都会休息三个月，如果你要的话呢，看到 Karen 君你要飞去尼泊尔，因为他会在尼泊尔戈班寺啊，因为他是尼泊尔戈班寺的主持，所以他回去要管那边的大小僧众。
OK, do dedication.
好，现在我们做回向。回向是这个比较大的法本，32面。Now we'll do the dedication. You can do it in English if you're more comfortable. 32面回向，愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道。愿此珍贵菩提心，为生令其速生起，以生令其不退转。辗转增上恒滋长。34面，勇猛文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是，未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向，正如一切30善士佛所赞种种回向中最甚，未行普贤行，我亦如是，将此善根个个皆回向。请不要收拾任何东西，就放在那边好了。因为4点我们有普佛，普佛是其实向我们的所有的传承上师做供养，这是每个月我们在中心会修的，每个月会修2次，是藏历的10号还有25号。